SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House approving a huge defense spending bill, setting the stage for a showdown in the Senate.
The chamber cleared the $883.7 billion measure, known as the National Defense Authorization Act, in a largely party-line vote of 217 to 199. Six Democrats voted in favor of the measure, with three Republicans opposing it. The House bill is all but certain to languish in the Senate, where Democrats, who hold a majority, abhor many of the amendments Republicans added, including those pertaining to abortion, transgender rights and diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives. Top Republicans nonetheless touted their bill as a strong measure that will back U.S. troops, empower the National Guard to crack down on the southern border, and provide American forces with innovative technologies. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Donald Trump campaigning throughout the day in Michigan, two different rallies. Yesterday, Mr. Trump celebrated his 78th. birthday. Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says if Hezbollah goes to war, Israel will have to respond immediately to save itself from a barrage of deadly rocket attacks.
You can't walk around the streets in these abandoned cities. Hezbollah will pick you off. They're that accurate. And our air bases will be targeted, our oil refineries, Dimona, everything will be targeted. We are not going to be able to wait an hour, much less weeks.
In the meantime, eight Israeli soldiers earlier today killed in an explosion in Gaza. In Kuwait, 45 people are dead in a fire that blazed, breaking out in a residential building. Dozens of other people have been hurt. Los Angeles County firefighter killed when responding to a vehicle fire north of L.A. Officials say an explosion occurred shortly after the crew arrived at the scene. This is SRN News. Star Wars embracing transgenderism.
The new spin-off series streaming on Disney Plus called The Acolyte will feature a transgender character. The storyline will also include two married women who somehow conceive children. Showrunner Leslie Headland is a lesbian who said in an interview published on X that she has always dreamed of bringing LGBT characters into the Star Wars universe. She also says if anybody doesn't like her series, then they aren't real fans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court says eight books dealing with subjects including transgenderism must be returned to library shelves in a Texas county that had removed them. That ruling by a divided appellate court in New Orleans, seen as a partial victory for seven library patrons who sued numerous officials after 17 books were removed. Parents groups had been challenging the books because of their content. This is SRN News. CDC warning about a salmonella outbreak. Here's Tayshia Stevens with that story.
The warning involves at least nine states and is linked to pet bearded dragons. The CDC says at least 15 people have contracted salmonella, with four being hospitalized. The nine states involved are New York, California, Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas.
Well, much of the United States bracing for extreme weather, especially high temperatures over the weekend and into the next week. The heat wave is already affecting a number of southern states and parts of the Midwest, while it's just the opposite in the Pacific Northwest. Unseasonably cold weather and the potential for snow in parts of the region. Forecasters warning of the potential for severe thunderstorms developing in between the hot and cold fronts in the meantime. More details at srnnews.com.